What is going on? Welcome to episode 110 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC Mini. Music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. If you would like to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can choose from so many great books like, I don't know, Ready Player One, Armada, Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. All great choices. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. They're awesome gaming chairs. If you go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, you will automatically save $10 at checkout by using that link. You can check out their Master Series and Grandmaster Series. All chairs are currently $50 off, so you end up with a total savings of $60 off your purchase. They have a summer sale going on. Not sure how long it's going to last, so don't wait too long. That's n64josh.com/OP Seat. Let's get to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right, we do the show live, twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, sometimes we're late, sometimes we're not. It's all good. We're having a good time just chatting in chat right now. So let's see. Things that are coming up. Well, I'm going to announce this. I didn't plan on doing this. I kind of just started it on a whim, and now it's going to happen. So I have decided, because I've had so many people asking me for help with like starting a podcast, starting streaming, that kind of stuff, that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put all of this information into a short little book. And so I took just a brief break from my current book to knock this one out. So I have this gaming podcast book coming out very soon, hopefully within the week, actually. And so if you're interested in starting your own show, this is going to have everything you need. So that's going to be coming very, very soon. So stay tuned to, the podcast, the website, that kind of stuff for more info. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be looking at a game called 20XX. It looks a lot like Mega Man, X, actually. Like, it looks an awful lot like it. So it's a roguelite. It's pretty good. It's pretty good so far. So I've only played just a few minutes. I really enjoyed what I did play, and we are going to take a little more of a deep dive into it tomorrow. That happens at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/n64josh. Okay, I am going to let you guys know I can't stream this yet, but I will be playing Void Space Racing over the weekend. We'll talk about it next Tuesday. And I do want to give you guys a heads up. Starting next week, on Thursday, I'm going on vacation for 10 days. So I will still be doing live streams. I will still be uploading podcasts, but they're going to be a little different. I'm not going to have any sound effects. I'm not sure that the podcast will be live, but you will still be getting podcasts in your podcast feeds. But the streams are going to be strictly IRL and Instagram. So if you want to see what I'm up to and what Game Boy game I'm currently playing, make sure you're following me on Instagram. So that's going to be happening next week. So there won't be like a first look, that kind of stuff. I just want to give you guys a heads up. So I'm leaving next Thursday. So Tuesday, we have a regular show. Stealth is actually going to come join us again. We're going to talk Octopath and, some Smash Bros. So it should be a good time. All right. As far as games that are coming out, we got Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker is releasing tomorrow or tonight at like 9 p.m. Pacific if you're doing digital. Same with Octopath Traveler. And I know a lot of people have been playing that. They are excited about it. And some reviews have been going up. And so far, it's looking like it's a pretty good game. So make sure if you're a fan of old school JRPGs, make sure to check out Octopath Traveler. And if you like creative Nintendo puzzle games, then make sure to check out Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. Let's see here. The Switch games that are on sale. We have a whole lot of games on sale. You guys ready? Let's jump into this thing here. We got FIFA 18, 1979. And then we also have 1979 Revolution, Black Friday. This is a pre-purchase, but you get it for a handful of these. Oh, there's what I'm seeing wrong. No. Okay. Their website's a little bit confusing, but we're gonna figure it out right now. There's a handful of games that you can pre-order right now, pre-purchase, that are all on sale. So some of these games that I'm going to mention aren't out yet, but you can pre-download them. Okay, so there you go. 1979 Revolution Black Friday releases August 2nd, 2018. It's $9.49 right now. Final Light, The Prison, that's coming out July 27th. VSR, that's Void Space Racing, that's July 20th. Vertical Strike Challenge releases July 18th. Okay. Ink is on sale now, $4.49. Die for Valhalla, $9.95. Legendary 11, Immortal Redneck. I'm just going to go through the rest of the list here. If there's something really worth noting, I will stop. But Timberman Versus, Bouncy Bob, 99 cents. Oh, Bouncy Bob. Agatha Knife. Goetia? I'm not sure if I said that right, but it's half off right now. Sparkle Zero. The Way Remastered. Check this one out. Don't miss this one. It is an excellent indie title that I cannot recommend enough. I love the artwork, love the sound, love the story right away. Really good stuff. It's $10.49 right now. Don't miss that one. Gekido Kitaro's Revenge. No Thing. Super Toy Cars, Paper Wars, Cannon Fodder Devastated. Looks like it's half off. Super Rolla and the Lost Burgers. I say that one almost every week, and the name makes me laugh every time. Aegis Defenders, Frederick II, Evil Strikes Back is 49 cents. They're trying to give these games away. I'm not sure what's up with that. Cubic is $1.24. Energy Balance is $2.09. Energy Invasion. Grand Prix Rock and Roll Racing is $5.99. Energy Cycle, which has like a lightning cat for the picture, is $2.09. The Coma Recut. The next, Penelope, right? But, you guys ever little rabbit trail real quick? I had a friend who was reading a book about Penelope, but he said Penelope the entire time and everybody could hear him while he was reading to like his niece or something. Yeah. He never lived that one down. Red Game Without a Great Name is $1.49. Slain Back from Hell is $6.79 from 1999. So there's a deal there. Vostok Inc. Pretty fun game. They do have a demo if you want to check it out. That's on sale right now. Letter Quest Remastered. Green Game Time Swapper is $1.49. Talomir, $3.49. Cartoon Network Battle Crashers, $14.99 from $39.99. Monster Jam Crush It, $14.99. Still don't think it's worth it. Astro Bears, at everyone, Hate Zero's favorite, Astro Bears, $2.99. Tower of Babel is currently $4.99. Robonauts and Slime San. So there are your deals of the week. Right there, there's a few gems on there that are on sale that I would recommend checking out. They're pretty, pretty good. So RJS is saying that him and his son laugh their butts off playing Astro Bears, that it's pretty fun. So there you go. And somebody else, Snake Eyes in chat, says he used to say Penelope like antelope, or Penelope like antelope. Oh, that's funny. I love it. Okay. Well, hey, let's get to the news, shall we? All right. Well, I woke up this morning And the first thing I see is that there is a big old patch for Fortnite. The season pass or season 5 is upon us. And they have a ton of stuff they did. Most notably for the Switch, we now have motion controls. I haven't had a chance to go hands-on with it yet. I haven't even heard if anybody has liked it or anything like that. But if you are a Splatoon player, or maybe you were used to playing Doom on the Switch with motion controls, hey, here's motion controls. RJSSAM patch is pretty buggy on the Switch, so may have a little bit. We may need another patch just for the last patch, you know. We may need another patch. So, but motion controls have been added. So much more. I'll have a link to the patch notes in the show notes. If you want to be able to check all this stuff out on your own, one of the things that they've added is an all-terrain cart. Now, you guys tell me, but I think this sounds like they took a little page out of Mario Kart. Power slide into battle with this all-terrain cart. If you scroll down here and you find out about this cart, let's see, where is it at here? Here we go. The all-terrain cart, ATK. The all-new all-terrain cart has room for your entire squad. Get a speed boost after drifting. Mario Kart much? The roof acts as a bounce pad. Work together as a rear passengers to leap over obstacles with the all-terrain cart. Lean back and release at the same time for higher jumps. So, and he says Mario Kart quadruple dash. Yeah, quadruple dash. There you go. RGS says, yes, it feels exactly like Mario Kart. Even as multiple spark levels. Well, there you go. There you go. Moving right along here. We also, so they have some pictures, right? They show the cart and it looks like a souped up golf cart, right? Next, it says rifts. Test your courage and step through a rift. You're in for a wild ride. So I'm, again, unsure what this does. I'm actually going to jump into Fortnite. I hear the servers are down, but if they get them back up, I plan on playing right after this podcast, so I can check some of this stuff out. But I mean, if I had to make a guess, I'm guessing you're stepping through one of these things, and maybe it teleports you to another spot on the map. So I'm not sure. If you're playing Save the World, which you're not playing that on Switch, I don't believe. All we have is Battle Royale. It now has a Wild West theme. So and RGS is saying the rift teleports you up into the air. Okay, well, that's kind of cool then. That gives you the ability to pull your glider and get to a new location. So that's nice. There are tons and tons of different things they've patched or nerfed or, you know, worked on. Shotguns will now indicate how many pellets hit visible with a reticle. Adjusted shotgun spread patterns to be consistent with no random variation. Heavy shotgun now fires 10 pellets rather than 5. Maximum damage for heavy shotgun remains unchanged. After firing a shotgun, another shotgun cannot be fired for a very short time. Now, I already know that my son is not going to be very happy about this because he likes to do what's called double pump, where you have two pump shotguns and you fire one and switch to the next one and fire that. That's not going to be happening anymore. Does that mean that maybe the tactical shotgun is going to be better now because you can fire it faster? We'll have to find out. To find out what the, you know, how the meta is going to change with this game. Reduce hunting rifle aim assist when targeting to match that of other sniper rifles with projectile bullets. Lowered the vehicle knockback strength on grenade launcher and rocket launcher. Let's see. Silence SMG environmental damage now correctly matches player damage. Change the damage drop-off profile for the suppressed SMG to be the same as other SMGs. Falloff starts as 24 meters from 28. Damage reduced 80 to 35 meters from 85% at 47.5 meters. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff there. They updated the map. You have the new desert area, Paradise Palms. You have, looks like new location, Lazy Link. A few unnamed points of interest have also appeared across the island, and the mini map has been updated. So, and then they go on to all kinds of different bug fixes, adding the motion controls to the Switch. This is pretty good right here for people like me that maybe don't play this game like religiously. It looks like, from my understanding, I want to make sure I get this right, but from my understanding, it looks like if you don't complete the season pass within the time frame, you still may be able to unlock the stuff that's in it. Let me see. I'm just going to read here. It says weekly challenges are now split into two sections, free and battle pass. The first three challenges will be available for free, while the last four are only available in your own battle pass. The threshold to unlock the weekly challenges will remain at 4. There was, and I'm looking over the notes here, and I may be wrong. I was actually talking with my coworker today who's way into Fortnite, and he was like, "Yeah, so you don't have to finish within the time frame." And I was like, "Okay. I mean, all right." And glancing over the notes, it seemed like that might kind of be the case, but here we go. Starting in season 5, progressive challenges will no longer be restricted to a single season. You can now complete progressive challenges at your own pace. So many people are taking that, but I would imagine if you don't finish up your hit your tier 100 before the season ends, that you're not going to be unlocking that gear. That would be my guess. So I'll look into it further, because I want to get some clarification on exactly what that means and what the progressive challenges are and that kind of stuff. So let's just chalk that one up for, we'll find out soon. Sound good? Okay. Other than that, there's nothing really worth noting. You can go and check out. I mean, they've got stuff to the audio, UI, art, animation, that kind of thing. So moving right along, in a recent video, Shinya Takahashi says there is more updates in store for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch. So we obviously just saw the Labo update. We don't know. I mean, maybe there's going to be more Labo integration into Mario Kart. Maybe there's going to be, maybe we'll get possibly some free DLC, maybe some paid DLC. We don't really know what this means, other than it says there's more updates in store for Mario Kart 8. The thing that is most important to me with Mario Kart 8 is that they get rid of the cheaters. And he just put it in the chat, cheating prevention. There is something going on. If you know what's going on, because I've spent a little time Googling and trying to figure this out. But I have close to 9,000 points in Mario Kart, and I can get first place in a room full of people that are sitting at 1,000, and I get 6 points, maybe 7 if I'm lucky, right, for getting first place. Somebody else joins that has, let's say, 50,000 points, and they will pull off 16 points with that same room when they get first. So something is going on there. There's something up, and it really kind of like just takes the fun out of it for me. And so hopefully they'll take a little closer look at that. We're going to talk a little bit more about some cheating here in just a minute, but I'm excited. I love Mario Kart. In other Mario Kart news, apparently they filmed some Mario Kart tournament today. Everything I could find about it, there wasn't much more to it than that. We may end up seeing some of this footage, but they were in California. I think, like, I want to say it was like Paramount or something like that. One of these studios. And there are people dressed up like toads, like in their the pit crew. And there was a tournament going on. Not really any more info other than that. That's all we kind of know at this point. So, but hey, Mario Kart in the news is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. Like let's get more Mario Kart stuff going. Nightcrawler in the chat saying we need 250cc. What? 250cc? It'd be crazy. It'd be so fast. I have seen on YouTube somebody hacked it and did 900cc. So if you want to see something crazy, go find that YouTube video, because they are flying. They are going so quick. So quick. So Mario Kart in the news. Loving it. Another subject that's near and dear to my heart. Amiibo. That's right. Ridley, Inkling Girl, and Wolf will be launching with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And Wolf looks super cool. I'm not going to lie. He looks really, really cool. I'm definitely excited to get my hands on these and leave them in their case, because that's where Amiibo belong, is in their plastic and cardboard home. I don't care what you say. And no, they're looking really good. They are retailing for $15.99, I believe. And they are going to, so here's the verbiage was a little bit strange. I think initially we thought they were going to be releasing all of the original Smash Amiibo, but from the verbiage from the Nintendo versus tweet, it says most of the Super Smash Bros. Original Amiibo. So maybe not all of them. Maybe not all of them. That does sting a little bit for me, because because I've spent more money than I'd like to talk about on some of those Amiibo. But hey, gotta have them all, right? Gotta have them all. Speaking of Amiibo, Pearl and Marina are coming out tomorrow. If you are collecting the Splatoon Amiibo, or you just like to get new Amiibo, whatever, those will be available tomorrow. And so there you go. Make sure you don't miss it. Lastly for news here, this is from a Reddit post, and a hacker got into the Splatoon leaderboards and to basically send a message to Nintendo. And he got onto Reddit and he's like, look, I know that doing this is probably going to get my account and my Switch bricked and banned and all that stuff, but this needs to be known. Okay. This needs to be known. And what his message said, he used four names, right? Four spots on the leaderboards to make up the message that said, please add anti-cheat. Okay, so this isn't just a problem with Mario Kart. And I think the thing with Mario Kart is that it's so subtle that maybe nobody's really picking it up. You know, I don't know, maybe it's sliding under the radar. I wasn't even all that aware of cheating in Splatoon 2, but I do know after doing a little bit of research that Splatoon 1 was bad. And apparently there are people cheating in Splatoon 2 as well. I don't know what the cheats involve. I don't play rank X, so you know, I'm not up there, but I can tell you this. I've played online games for a long time, and when people cheat, it is so frustrating. It is so frustrating. I used to play Halo 2 all the time. Once they added DLC for that, people would mod their Xbox and literally fire the train out of their rocket launcher, or you would just spawn with a sniper bullet in your head. I'm not sure who was having fun at that point, but I know it wasn't me. So it's not fun. And if you're cheating, please stop. Please. Interesting way to get a hold of Nintendo. Interesting way to, you know, say, hey, please add anti-cheat. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be addressed, and something needs to be done. They seem to be, you know, very on top of you know, when these all this homebrew stuff and that kind of stuff. But let's for the sake of the player experience, let's get these cheaters out of here so that the rest of us can enjoy the game, please. Please. So, you know, the Reddit, I mean, if you want to see like a lot of salt, go ahead and check out the Reddit post where he put it up. A few people, I think somebody gave him gold on Reddit. A lot of people were like, you're part of the problem. At the end of the day, he's like, look, I just want, like, I'm sure this is going to get, my thing's going to get bricked, but I want the message to be seen. So I think it was sent pretty loud and clear. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this NPC mini episode 110. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. Okay. You can follow the show, the NPC at NPowerCast. Don't forget your boy. You can follow him at HateZero. That's zero with an X. All right. The show notes for this episode are at n64josh.com/NPC. If you want to email the show, maybe get to, have a question, comment, concern, npc@n64josh.com. Get yourself a free book from Audible by going to audibletrial.com/NPC. Check out Console Wars. It's good stuff. Remember, the chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat to save yourself $10 automatically at checkout. And remember, all chairs are $50 off right now, and all desks are $100 off. Guys, I have a Patreon. If you'd like to get yourself an extra podcast and help support this show financially, I, one, greatly appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that does already. I can't say thank you enough. And yeah, you get an extra show each month. $1 gets you just a regular audio show. $5 gets you the video version of that show. It's patreon.com/n64josh. I do have t-shirts and, you know, NPC merch. If you go to n64josh.com/store, you can check it out there. The Discord. Guys, hey, come hang out in our Discord. Talk Nintendo. Talk about life. It is a good time. It is friendly and welcoming. I don't care what the one of the latest reviews on iTunes says. I was whatever. I'm going to protect those in my chat, and if things look like they're being insulted, I'm going to put the kibosh on it immediately. So, it is a very safe and fun place to hang out, and you got to come join us. It's n64josh.com/discord. Lastly, if you have a second, rate and review on iTunes. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And guys that are here live, thank you so much. Henny, Nate the Anarchist, Damian Nash, Mr. Cool Red Luigi, Kirby Geek, Run Jump Stomp, the host of the Switchcraft. Go check that out on iTunes if you haven't listened to it yet. Nightcrawler, he's from the Smash Bros. Cast. That's another show we do tomorrow. 2:00 live on Twitch. Snake Eyes, Mr. Bungle, anybody else that I missed, thank you guys. Appreciate you. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Later.